This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. It's already Friday. Another week has blasted past us. The 24th day of October, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America joining us in the next hour to talk about the treachery of the National Gun Confiscation Association, known as the NRA, to the general public. Then I then have a local gun dealer who's a good friend of mine, an expert on the New World Order, Bob Dacey. I deprogrammed Bob Dacey about 6 years ago. By deprogrammed, I simply pointed out the New World Order on my local radio show, and he didn't believe me and checked it out and found out that it was worse than even I was saying. We'll talk about his experiences as a gun rights activist and what it's like to be a gun dealer and what the NRA and, of course, Smith & Wesson tried to do a few years ago, trying to sneak through covert gun control. And we've also got some folks coming on from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms in the third hour to talk about the treachery of the Republicans and the so-called conservative gun groups. So, big show on this most key of constitutional rights enshrined in the Bill of Rights, simply pointing out one of our God-given rights to self-defense. And I'll go over some of the key points of treachery with the National Rifle Association. You'll be welcome to call in with all of your fine points. Every time I discuss this, we have multiple life members and dozens of other members of the NRA calling in saying, yes, I've seen it myself, even back in the 60s, their treachery. They've actually supported or been neutral on most of the big gun control acts. And, I mean, don't think the New World Order isn't going to have Trojan horses on this central issue of disarming us. Okay, that's coming up. There's been new Terry Schiavo Schindler developments. We'll get into that, and boy, are they interesting. Also, space weather, how intense solar activity can upset Earth-based technology. They're saying the biggest emission seen since the 1850s is beginning to slam into the planet Earth right now. Right now, the first waves are hitting us. You'll be able to hear radio stations in New York City, from Montana. You'll be able to hear New York radio stations in Texas. You may not be able to hear local radio stations, cell phones, power grids may go out. I hope that doesn't happen. But they're saying it's a record solar flare. We've been in record solar flares for 3 years now. So we'll detail that when we get back. Space storm coming to Earth. Scientists are warning about a strong geomagnetic storm expected to hit the Earth today. Forecasters say the storm has the potential to affect everything from cell phones and power grids to other satellite communications. The disturbance is rated as a G3 storm. The highest is a G5, which would probably kill a bunch of people. NASA scientists are calling it the perfect space storm hitting Earth directly head-on. The largest cluster of sunspots caused an explosion on the sun, sending a massive amount of gas and charged particles into space towards Earth. Scientists say they expect it to be the worst solar flare-up to be felt on Earth since a storm in 1859. That storm caused telegraph wires to short out across North America and Europe. So I'm not saying this is going to be disastrous. They're saying it could be a big problem. I'm sure they'll have me in the New York Times claiming the Earth was going to be burned to a crisp today, but all I did was read the Associated Press. If I say I'm against Hitler, I'll be in the national news saying that I'm anti-Semitic. It's how it works here. If I say I love Jesus, they'll have me in the paper that I'm a devout Satanist. But this is the paper. I'm sure you've heard about it, and we'll go into it. I hope nothing happens, but when you've got these 1,000-mile, 500-mile-long power lines and phone lines, they pick up these energies and intensify them. So I just hope we stay on the air today, because I was already hearing problems on local radio stations off syndicated feeds this morning. So no telling what this is going to do to satellites, so stations should prepare themselves with backup plans for that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting 5 other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Again, it is the 24th of October, 2003. Space storm coming to Earth. The biggest solar flare hitting the Earth head-on. It already started this morning. They say it's going to peak at about 2 o'clock Central Time today and run through about 4 o'clock. The largest cluster of sunspots recorded caused an explosion on the sun, sending a massive amount of gas and charged particles into space directly at the Earth. Scientists say they expect it to be the worst solar flare-up to be felt on Earth since the storm in 1859. So this is the biggest ever recorded. The storm caused telegraph wires to short out across North America and Europe. So I'll just tell radio stations, prepare for that. I'm already getting reports of radio stations, people not being able to hear them, syndicated feeds on other networks having problems. I mean the big networks. We're getting reports that there's already cell phone problems, weird electrical outages. So we'll see what happens here. I hope it doesn't develop in your area. But it was. I've got several reports I read this morning about what happened in 1859. And we're a lot more dependent on technology now than we were in 1859. And this caused the wires to heat up, basically, full of all these charged particles. Because it's, you know, per square foot, not a lot of energy being hitting the Earth. But when you've got a 1,000-mile wire, it picks up just massive amounts of energy. I'm not a physicist or an electrical engineer, but I'm reading what the electrical engineers and physicists are saying, and it could be a big problem. It could be no big deal. But there's already problems starting to develop, and this is out of ABC News. This is all on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. How intense solar activity can upset Earth-based technologies. Forecasters warn a space storm is heading towards Earth and could disrupt power grids, satellites, and some high-frequency communications. Researchers with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have spotted two very active regions of the sun, one of which hurled a coronal mass ejection, or a CME, into space on Wednesday. That CME is expected to reach Earth today, and it's already begun to hit us. The CME is a massive solar event in which a huge bubble of plasma lifts off the sun's surface at incredible speeds, you know, the equivalent of hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of nuclear bombs going off. The result is a burst of charged particles and gas racing through space. So basically, a giant particle beam with a wide spectrum is slamming into the Earth. What we're being hit with now, they're saying, is just the buildup of the mass, the explosions that cause the coronal mass of the supercoil to launch at us. So we're right now being hit by what's much higher than usual radiation from the sun, and then we're going to be hit by the mass ejection around 2 o'clock Central Standard Time today. And again, I don't know what's going to happen. In 1859, it caused a lot of problems. Knocked out most of the telegraph wires. So I don't know what's going to happen. Of course, back in 1859, they didn't have rubber or plastic coating the wires. Some experts are saying that that may deflect some of the energies. Having an open wire is even worse. But again, who knows what's going to happen. It goes on. The sun gives off a steady stream of charged particles known as the solar wind. When those charged particles negatively charge electrons and positively charge protons, either in the atmosphere rather than continuing on their journey earthward, they are deflected along the lines of the force of Earth's magnetic field or shield. As the particles move north and south, they spiral towards Earth, striking atoms and ions in the atmospheres. These, in turn, emit electromagnetic radiation in the form of visible light, which we see as a sheet of shimmering light known as the aurora borealis. The aurora are most common within the two Earths around the Earth, the two rings around the Earth, one lying between 10 degrees and 20 degrees distance from the north magnetic pole, aurora borealis, and the other lying between 10 and 20 degrees distance from the south magnetic pole, aurora australis. Generally speaking, the solar wind is relatively constant. As a result, the Earth's magnetic field is fairly consistent as well. When an event like a CME, or mass ejection, takes place, the atmosphere is flooded with unusually high concentration of charged particles. That causes the strength of the magnetic field to fluctuate. This is known as a geomagnetic storm. According to the laws of electricity and magnetism, when the intensity of a magnetic field fluctuates, it can generate a current in conditions that are within the field. Solar blackout. The long cables that made up the length of telegraph systems or that are part of existing telephone systems or power grids are conductors that are highly susceptible to such fields. During one intense geomagnetic storm in 1859, telegraph operators in New England disconnected the battery that powered telegraph transmission between Boston and Portland, Maine, and operated strictly using the electricity generated by the evening's aurora for nearly 2 hours. Such currents can be problematic for sensitive electronic grids because they can cause the voltage to vary between grounding points on the system, leading to power surges that can wreak havoc. Unloading transformers, overloading transformers, and overwhelming voltage regulators. This is what happened to the Hydro-Québec during a widespread blackout in 1989 that left 6 million Canadians in the dark. That was in 89. Researchers believe that portions of the North American power grid that happen to be situated in more northerly latitudes, which is closer to the ring where aurora are most likely to occur. So look out in Australia and Canada and stop atop geological formations that consist largely of igneous rock, which has a high electrical receptibility. So look out in areas that have a lot of iron and copper. They're especially vulnerable. That would include most of eastern Canada, a good deal of New England, and a big swath of the Pacific Northwest. Still, history shows that there is only a very slim chance that a solar storm could lead to a blackout anywhere. more storms brewing. Larry Combs, a forecaster with the NOAA Space Environment Center Space Weather Operations, said the two spots of solar activity now on the sun developed surprisingly quickly over the past few days. It goes on and on. But again, normally a solar storm, as they said, doesn't cause a problem. But this one is particularly massive, being called a perfect storm, because the ejection is focused directly at the Earth. And the Earth's quite small, folks. It's pretty rare to be hit by one of these supercoils. So, pretty scary stuff, but I think everything should probably be okay. I mean, we've been hit by these in the past. But, you know, I've looked at the mathematics of where the Earth's situated, the type of atmosphere we have, the size of the Earth. If we were just a few hundred thousand miles closer to the sun, a few hundred thousand miles further from the sun, we would have a radically different climate that would not be as inducive to life. So again, tell me there isn't a God. Of course, you could argue that, well, mathematically, there's all these hundreds of billions of stars and galaxies and planets, and we just so happen to be in the particular spot that allows there to be life on this planet, and so it's really no big deal at all. Ah, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Here comes the sun storm. Again, here's a Fox News story. In the kind of event that facilitates space forecasters but worries some industries, again, that fascinates space forecasters but worries some industries, a strong geomagnetic storm was expected to hit Earth on Friday, potentially disrupting everything from cell phones to power. And there's already been some problems reported, so... satellites blinking in and out, because satellites are out there in space, folks. They're not shielded by the atmosphere, by the Van Allen radiation belt. They're not shielded. And so they routinely have problems when this goes on. So we'll see what happens with this situation. Some of the other news that's coming up, new developments in the Terri Schiavo case with her bizarre husband, Michael Schiavo, running around throwing fits. The ACLU comes out and says, hey, we need to go ahead and get rid of Terri. They make me sick. But I guess that's what their job is. Their job is to make sure that cities don't pass real resolutions, by the way, defeating the Patriot Act. Just like the NRA is there to be loyal opposition to destroy the Second Amendment, the ACLU is there to take up about 80% of the time, bad causes that are un-American, anti-life, anti-freedom, and then in a few cases they get it right in the case of the Patriot Act, but then intentionally throw the fight like a boxer throws a boxing match. So we'll get into that. Also, I talk a lot about life extension technology, how the globalists are suppressing these developments for themselves. Ananova reports human could live for hundreds of years. Scientists say people could live active lives for hundreds of years if humans follow the same biological rules as laboratory worms. They found that if you feed a mouse a subsistence, high nutrient level, right at starvation, it will live three times as long as a mouse that you feed a basic portion. Not too much food, but just a little more than they need. You only live about a third as long. Well, they found that... worms could live six times as long, the equivalent of a human living 500 plus years. We'll get into that. Very, very interesting development. We've talked about this, these studies the last few years, but now it's conclusive. That's why you see these people in Japan that eat four or five meals a day, high protein, high nutrient, very small portions, routinely living to be 115. And they're not at starvation level. If they found if you reduce that even more, you could easily live to be 200 years old. Now that's the numbers, folks. That's why they have reports hundreds of years ago of people living in the high mountains of Iran who would live to be 150. And there's a lot of evidence showing that from studies they've done on the bones of these people that indeed was happening. And there are other historical reports in Roman times, Greek times. The Bible talks about people living hundreds of years. Also, studies show the genetics are getting worse, not better. Our genetic systems are breaking down. The human genetic code that's being passed on is getting worse, not better. Things are degrading, not getting better. Okay? So we'll cover that. Also, the censored videos, they're on PrisonPlanet.com of Terri Schiavo. They've now basically defied the judge and put these out. So if you want to see them, go to PrisonPlanet.com. Terry's Fight for Life, the video clips they tried to censor are on PrisonPlanet.com. And just a lot more, folks. It's a big show, and we're going to take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. We'll expose the NRA's tyranny, too.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Star on my car and one on my chest. A gun.
All right, my friends, it's Friday. We're going to have open phones. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. On any news item, any issue you want to discuss, you want to tell me I'm a liar, want to yell at me, go ahead. You want to agree with me, you got a question, a comment, a news item you want to discuss, 1-800-259-9231. Okay, this... There is so much news here, but this next piece of news is a big study they've done, and 81% of Americans believe in an afterlife of some sort and think that they're going to heaven. Well, I mean, I'm not even sure I'm going to heaven. I mean, I believe in the promise, and I try to live my life properly, and I know that Jesus Christ is my personal Savior, but I'm not going to sit here and just tell myself that, you know, I can live however I want and do whatever I want. And believe me, 81% of this country's very evil, folks, and 81% are, quote, sure they're going to heaven. I wish I was that confident. Despite the consistent flux in many dimensions of Americans' lives, a new study from the Barna Research Group in Ventura, California, shows that most people have retained surprisingly traditional views. That's good news about life after death. Although the people have retained that, lifestyles, values, and self-perceptions of most adults have undergone significant change. And millions of Americans have embraced many elements of the postmodern worldview. The vast majority continues to believe that there is life after death, that everyone has a soul, and that heaven and hell exist. However, more than 50 million adults are uncertain regarding their potential personal eternal fate. Belief in life after death, like the existence of God, is widely embraced. 8 out of 10 Americans, or 81%, believe in an afterlife of some sort. Another 9% said that life after death may exist, but they are not certain. Just 1 out of every 10 adults contend that there is no form of life after one dies on Earth. Moreover, a majority of Americans, 79%, agree with the statement, every person has a soul that will live forever, either in God's presence or absence. And it goes on to say a majority of people believe they're going to heaven. Yeah, with 45 million abortions and killing people who aren't even in comas, and millions of people in the prisons and corruption everywhere, and just, okay, fine. What do you think about that? I already talked about humans could live for hundreds of years. I'm going to detail more of that later. But right now, ACLU joins husband in battle to stop feeding of brain-damaged woman. Hey, now the big papers and the national news aren't following her, at least most of the time, a vegetable anymore. Too many people seen photos and video of her, conscious and mumbling and her eyes open. And so now they're calling her brain damage. Let's kill people who are brain damaged or paralyzed. The American Sickening Destroyer Liberties Union said Thursday that it will aid Michael Schiavo in his fight against Governor Jeb Bush and the Florida legislature, which earlier this week took the remarkable step of passing a law to prevent the Pinellas County man from disconnecting his brain-injured wife from a feeding tube. I know it's because of the thousands of emails and phone calls by the listeners of this show and other shows, to other talk shows, to C-SPAN, to the mainstream media, pointing out that she is not in a coma, that is now forcing them to admit that. And Governor Bush said he was going to go along with the courts until you put massive pressure on him. So again, I commend you. The intervention of the governor, however, altered the landscape, said Howard Simon, the organization's Florida director. Several other significant advocacy groups on the sidelines, such as the AARP, say they are now looking at the issue. The entry of the ACLU and possible other influential players into the life and death drama played out in Tallahassee and Tampa underscores the growing dimensions of the coming court battle over whether the state's top leaders acted unconstitutionally in sidestepping the courts in the high-profile Right to Die case. Let me tell you something. The legislatures, the judicial, and the executive fighting with each other and disagreeing with each other is as American as George Washington apple pie and the Louisville slugger. Gridlock is good. Separation of powers is what it's all about. Read the Federalist Papers. Read the Anti-Federalist Papers. Read the debates published in the newspapers at the time. This is good. And, of course, the legislature really has more power in total than the executive and the judicial, because they are the diverse representatives in the republic form of government. And the executive is there to administer limited actions, but the executive is more powerful than the judicial. The judicial is last in line, and these globalists have put it first in line in power, when in truth, from the debates I've seen and the experts I've talked to and my research, It goes legislative, executive, judicial. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls, and we'll get to the Walmart bust of all these illegal aliens. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
A lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution, pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like it?
Allergies,
asthma.
Probably not.
Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
I want to talk to you about a serious problem and a number of ways it may affect you. If you have trouble picking up your grandchild, doing the gardening, golfing, or just getting out of bed comfortably, I want to introduce you to a revolutionary new breakthrough called Feels Like a New Knee. The name should tell you exactly why we want you to have the chance to try this remarkable product out for yourself for 30 days at our risk. We have over 10,000 people right now who swear by this product each and every day. They wouldn't get up in the morning without it, and you shouldn't either, particularly when we guarantee it will make a huge difference in your life. It will help solve the problem or you don't pay. Let's hear from some of those 10,000.
It's just absolutely miraculous. It's hard to believe. You've got to try it. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
For complete details and to try Feels Like a New Knee, call 1-800-442-1102. 1-800-442-1102.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now 33 minutes into this first hour. We've got an expose of the NRA and what's happening to the Second Amendment. The second and third hour, I'll throw out some other news as well. Coming up, we'll talk to Ernest, Tony, Carl, and many others that are patiently holding. Also on PrisonPlanet.com, we have some of those censored videos of Terry not being in a coma that are now reposted. You'll definitely want to go check that out. Terry Schiavo. Hundreds of people, over 300, were arrested, illegal aliens working as subcontractors for Walmart. And again, they're doing this because of the pressure, because America, 80-plus percent, is against what's happening, know that it's hurting our jobs, know it's hurting our economy. And let me tell you something. There are at least 30 million illegals in this country. So they go out and arrest 300 or arrest a couple hundred at Tyson Chicken, and, oh, they're really doing something about it. But it is a victory because at least they're arresting somebody. At least they're trying to have to act like they're doing something. It's like 2 days ago when they passed the partial birth abortion ban. Well, I actually read the bill and read some news articles about it by real conservative organizations. It just says you can't kill the baby on the table. You can still kill it in the birth canal or in the womb. So it's not a real partial birth abortion ban. We need a ban on late-term abortions. We need a ban on abortion period. So a lot of phony victories, but at least they're trying to pacify us. That shows they're under intense pressure. So that's coming up, too, and just a ton of other vital news. We got Larry Pratt and Bob Dacey and a bunch of other Second Amendment experts coming on the show. But before I go directly to your calls for 5 minutes or so, I want to bring Debbie Morrow up from New Millennium Concepts, because I've got articles here about the Texas water supply full of high levels of Prozac. In fact, I don't think this is an accident. I mean, sure, you got millions of people in the country, what, 10 million on these type of drugs, but and they don't break down in the body, but some people are gobbling these. I mean, some of them, like Limbaugh, I guess, for the Oxycontin, that's just a depressant, a heroin derivative. You know, the guy's taking 100 a day. How many people are out there like that? But the point is, there's chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, dead bacteria. Oh, it's killing the bacteria, all right. You're just eating dead bacteria. That's the equivalent of eating microscopic amounts of rotten meat every day. It's not good for you. It's toxic. Start drinking filtered water, and you'll feel so much better. I feel good promoting this. And if you've already got some of their great water filters, you need to get them for friends and family, your grandchildren, your parents, your neighbors, if you love them. Yes, I'll put you on a guilt trip. Stop drinking the poison. I've got the Associated Press here today about the Texas water supply. There's articles of the Canadian water supply. It's even messing up the frogs and fish. Just the Prozac drugs. Folks, I mean, when you've got tens of millions of people, really hundreds of millions on drugs worldwide, what is it doing to the water supply? We know, tainting it. Debbie, thanks for coming on the show.
Alex, thanks for having me. You know, I was reading those articles in the Internet yesterday about the Texas water supply, and I was shocked because it's right in my back door. You know,
now you're up in Dallas where they found the high levels of Prozac. That's just one drug.
Right, exactly. I mean, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. And, of course, I was really glad that I drink Berkey water. I've increased my water intake quite a bit lately because I'm dieting. I'm watching my weight and doing something about it. And so I'm drinking quite a bit more water. And, you know, I drink my Berkey water so much, and I feel so healthy, so much better the more water I drink. And it's amazing. So when I was reading those articles yesterday, you know, on one hand, I was really shocked to hear that it was in my back door, and then on the other hand, I was so glad that I'm drinking Berkey water and that my loved ones are, you know. But we have some, you know, great sales available for the Berkeys. You know, we love supporting your programming. We have the October specials, and I'd love to hear from your listeners and, you know, get these water filters out to them, not just to them, but out to their friends and relatives for Christmas presents. You know, the holidays
Debbie,
are around the corner.
Well, I mean, Debbie, I mean, of course, you're the biggest sponsors of this show. You guys finance our global outreach on the shortwave to all the continents and the ships at sea. And I, again, get letters from Africa, East Timor, Japan, Germany. I mean, that's secondary, though. I feel good. This show's about real information, you know, real products, and I feel good telling folks, get these products, get these water filters. I bought them from you guys long before you were a sponsor. And here's the article right here, MSNBC, Fish on Prozac, How Depressing, Antidepressant Ingredient Detected in Texas Lake Water. What could be more peaceful, more restful, more relaxing than dropping a line into a quiet Texas lake and trying to hook a fish that is on Prozac, according to a study by the Baylor University toxicologist. It goes on, fluoxetine, the active ingredient in the antidepressant Prozac, is making its way into the lake in the Dallas area and into the tissue of freshwater bluegill fish. And it goes on and on. This story is on our website right now. I mean, folks, that's just MBTE. All these toxic chemicals. In my neighborhood, I fertilize about once a year with natural fertilizers. I watch my neighbors with the big trucks spraying the stuff. It makes your eyes burn. Just the pesticides, the herbicides, the garbage, it's going right in the gutter, right into your water supply, right into the aquifers. Stop drinking it. Stop the insanity.
true. It really is an insane situation. If you read about your local water, where it's coming from, a lot of times we don't even realize where they're coming from and that there are these toxins. And, you know, the Black Berkey filters take out the organic chemicals to below detectable levels, which means that they're completely gone, these, you know, organic chemicals that are being, you know, in the water. We actually, when the water was tested, you know, as we have lab work done on the filters to be sure what they do and what they take out, they would filter the water and then they would feed proteins to the water to see what would grow, and absolutely no organic chemicals would grow when they.
So they would
feed
turn
it.
The water into a big petri dish, add a protein, fuel for bacteria, and it was non-detectable. So the tests were done over and over again because they couldn't believe it. This hasn't been seen before, folks. This is top of the line stuff, very affordable. And then they have the little sport bottles that cut out, not as much as the Black Berkey system, but a lot of the stuff is cut out. That way, when you're at a restaurant, you just pour your ice water right into it and start drinking from it. And you'll be so much healthier. You'll live so much longer. This is proven. Your body's 70% water. Debbie, you're there right now. You got multiple specials, different prices. The sport bottles make great Christmas presents. If folks want to call you, they dial 1-888-803-4438. You've got another brand of gravity filter. You've had it for years. Number one, Berkey's the highest quality stuff out there. They got replacement elements. They've got adapters for other systems. 1-888-803-4438. You want to see the filters, read about the October specials. We have that posted on InfoWars.com, the left-hand side link through, and then you can dial the number and talk to Debbie. Just give her a call, and if it's, again, if you hear this in the middle of the night, just call, leave your name and number, or call in the morning. Debbie will call you back or may answer the phone there. The operators are in. 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great weekend.
You too, my dear. A great lady, folks. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. I'm drinking filtered water right now. Let me take a delicious drink. Ah, they can't poison me, at least through the water. I mean, it's such a no-brainer. I know friends who've been listening to the show for 5 years, but long before I was selling water filters, and I'm always saying filter water, I'd have all the fluoride experts and the pesticide experts on, and I got friends who still don't filter their water. I mean, you've been in slavery so long, you just can't pull out of it. Come on, folks. Okay, let's go to the calls. Thank you for holding. Ernest in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
It's Emmett in Pennsylvania.
Okay, Emmett, go ahead, sir.
As your Emmett Smith. Why, you stole my thunder. I was going to call about the Walmart hiring 300 people that are illegal, but now they're putting it off on their employment agency. Well, they didn't know it, but the employment agency did.
And sure, and I'm a Chinese jet pilot.
And so far as you're, I'm getting into heaven. I got my ticket to go right in. According to Dr. Fulcher, which is on GCN at night, Eastern time, it's 2100 to 2200. Last night he said Jesus' grace covers everything this body does. Smoking, drinking, and last night he said even homosexuality. He said Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing to do with homosexuality.
I don't even know who this person is.
Dr. Fulcher.
Okay, well.
He's on.
If you don't agree with him, the best thing you can do is not promote it. But let me just say this to you. Again, for those who just joined us, there's this big study that was done, and the majority of Americans believe in an afterlife, believe they're going to heaven, and I just pointed out that, yeah, this is this new ecumenicalism where everything is acceptable. And I'm sorry, folks. I mean, if you're really saved, you're not going to, you know, the fruits are going to be, you're not going to be doing all this bad stuff. And so, yes, we are saved by grace. But if you're saved by grace, you're going to have the works. The works, Christ said, flow out of that.
Yes.
And again, I'm not a Catholic. I'm not saying you got to go pay indulgences to the Catholic Church to get into heaven. I'm not attacking Catholics either. I'm just pointing out that I don't go with this whole view of well, you know, you can go out and do whatever you want because, you know, you accept Jesus or the other extreme of you got to pay $100,000 to the church or you're going to go to, you know, go to hell.
Right. But they've gotten away from the good old going down the altar, weeping and crying and really repentant of your sins. Now it's just, oh, I accept Christ and bang. Oh, okay. His grace covers whatever you do.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
No. Oh, another thing. Wyeth Labs in New Jersey is laying off 4,400 people, and I believe it's due to all the prescription drugs people are buying mail order from Canada.
Well, I mean, what do you expect when they're three times as much here just because the drug companies want to rip Americans off? I mean, you know what? That'll force them to drive down prices. I think it's wonderful.
It might have been Merck Labs.
And look, Merck. A lot of these old people have to have these medications. There are a lot of good medications. And, you know, heart medicine, stuff you need, and arthritis medicine. You know, I mean, I got a dog who's on prescription arthritis medicine, and it's the same thing they give humans, and it's about, I don't know, 10 times cheaper. And that's a scam, and that's wrong, and there's a lot of old folks literally eating dog food to get their prescription medicine.
Yes, and our good president didn't want to approve of a plan for Medicare patients to get their prescription drugs.
Well, hey, I appreciate the call. If we had a, thank you. If we had a free market system, we wouldn't. If we didn't have government involved and we didn't have all this price fixing, you wouldn't need a prescription drug plan. I think it's horrible because the government's now going to be in control of your drugs, folks. I'm just glad I'm on absolutely nothing. I'm glad that I don't even take Tylenol when I'm sick. I have been taking some allergy medicine because it got so bad I wouldn't be able to broadcast during my allergy attack last month. But, I mean, my whole life I haven't taken drugs. Well, that's not true. I had two cups of coffee this morning, and it's frankly a pretty bad drug. Tony in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, I got a question for you. I'm looking at getting a permit. I live in Florida, and there's a law that you can get a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Now, what do you think about that? What do you think about getting, you know, your prints in the system and doing all that kind of stuff? Do you think it's a problem, or do you think it's just our right and just doing the law-abiding citizen way to be able to carry a concealed firearm?
Well, it's a very important question. It takes about 20 minutes to even address it properly, but let me just boil it down to this. Short term, it'll make crime go down in your state, which is, what, down 25% since they instated it 6 years ago.
Right.
Every state that does it sees an 18 to 30% reduction. That's the Fed's own numbers, which they don't like to publicize, but are there. Short term, it'll lower crime, and it will. It's a loophole to turn your right into a privilege, where they'll graciously allow you to defend yourself and make us all safer. But it does turn a right into a privilege. And 80 something years ago, and then 50 years ago, they expanded it. More than 80 years ago, 90-something years ago, in New York, they said, oh, just pay $1, $2, come in, make sure you don't have a criminal record. That created the database, and you can have your gun permit. Then they started restricting it, making it more expensive, making it be accredited classes. Then the government taught the classes, and now they just don't offer it in New York City, and you got to pay about $20,000 to somebody's campaign war chest or the sheriff. This has been in the news, New York Post. Be able to have a gun. There's only a few thousand permits in the whole city of 8 million, 9 million people.
Do you think it's worth it going through the process?
Let me finish because you asked an important question. Let me answer it. I mean, I'm not trying to run over you. I got to answer the question for you because it's an important one. I said it'd take 20 minutes. I'm trying to do it in 3 minutes. So what it does, we'll get Larry Pratt's take on that in the next hour. I'm sure he'll agree. But look, a concealed carry turns a right into a privilege. As a stopgap measure so you can protect yourself and your family and drive down crime, it's okay. But even in the interim or the medium term, the long term, it's bad. When Texas passed a concealed carry, they tightened up all the other laws, and these idiots said, I've got my right now. We need Vermont-style concealed carry, where if you don't have a criminal record, you can carry a gun, no need for a background check, because if they bust you with a gun and you're a criminal, obviously you weren't allowed to have it. So we need Vermont-style carry, not Florida and Texas-style carry. Go ahead.
Do you think it's worth it for me to get it is what my question is. Do you think I should go about getting it and being able to carry it legally before? Because, you know, Florida, they're pretty gun-happy down here. I mean, the cops pretty much shoot to kill.
It's a process of getting you into the system and registered.
Would you recommend it?
Well, let me tell you, I'm someone who has been death threatened quite a bit. I don't do it because I'm not going to go register and fingerprint and jump through 14 hoops for my Second Amendment. So I carry a rifle, which is still legal and lawful in the state. And in my home, I have handguns and instant access pistol safes. and I have rifles locked up in a gun safe. But no, I have chosen not to do it for moral reasons. Now, am I telling you not to do it? I'm saying you just better be conscious of the fact that while you're doing it, you better be lobbying for Vermont style and to get a better law passed in your state.
All right. Well, thank you for your advice.
Yeah, let me just tell you, it's up to you, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the call, sir. Carl in Colorado. Carl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
A cup of coffee with murky water.
What about coffee with murky water?
Yeah, it makes it taste good.
Yeah, it does.
Going to the issue on everybody thinking they're going to heaven, obviously they haven't read the Bible. If you go to Matthew 7, about verse 23, this is a scene after death. And these people said, Lord, we did miracles, we did this and that. And he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. They presumed they were saved. And even the Apostle Paul was living in hope until the very end of his life. That's according to the Bible.
Well, I'll just say this. My discernment tells me I better fear God, and I am afraid to sit here and say I'm some lily white perfect creature. Stay there. I'll let you finish up. We're talking about the big poll they did.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
A big expose of the NRA is coming up, folks. Multiple guests, so stay with us. Carl in Colorado, then Ray in Colorado and others. Carl, go ahead and finish up what you were saying, sir.
Well, I'm saying that it's time these people start to read the Bible for themselves. Because Jesus says, straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and few, F-E-W, few, people that have done more research than I have say few means about one in a thousand. And it's time these people wake up. Can you think of what's going to happen to these one-worlders that think they're above and beyond? We need to warn them. And the church isn't doing it. The clergy isn't doing it.
Well, I just, I mean, I sometimes when I do watch TV, I flip over to the so-called Christian channels, and it's a bunch of how to make money and a bunch of voodoo, basically, of tell God what to do and all this magic stuff and that Benny Hinn. I mean, it's like watching a shaman or something. We're in a lot of trouble. But to have 80% of people thinking that they're good and they're all going to heaven, that's scary.
Well, you know, I have been around Christianity for over 30 years. I've been an ordained minister. And, hey, I'm not sure I'm going to make it. Because I hear repeatedly people saying, once saved, always saved. That's the sin of presumption. And that's one of the most dangerous things you can get involved in. That's like walking out on quarter-inch ice, presuming that you won't sink. It's stupid.
Well, I mean,
we're living in a world of stupid people. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're the pastor. Didn't the Bible say that, was it Christ that said, faith without works is dead?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. But I hear people tell me constantly, oh, I'm saved by grace.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm a rotten creature. I have horrible thoughts about a third
club
of the time. And I'll add this, that I hate evil. I have this compulsion to stand up to bullies and corruption, and I know that God's driving that. But at the same time, I look at my own self. I see my own evil.
Well, look at Apostle Paul in Romans 7. He said, that I would do, I can't do, but that I would do, I can't, or that I wouldn't, I do. Now, I'm not better than Paul. And what people don't realize is the Ten Commandments, as revealed in the New Testament, say it takes place in our thoughts. Jesus says in Matthew 27, if I look at a woman to lust after her, I've already committed adultery.
Well, that's what I was saying, I continually, have thoughts, and I realize what that is. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And the scary thing is the average person isn't even conscious of their thought process. See, you got to just first get conscious of it, folks. And you can say, well, I don't believe in God. Well, fine. If we've got evil people all around us, that's going to come back on you. You know, evil's a real thing, folks, whether you believe in God or not. Let's talk to Ray in Colorado. Ray, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I've called before. I was the anarchist in Denver.
Yes, I remember your call. Yes, sir.
But today I wanted to ask you about I wanted to ask you a quick question and then get to the topic I wanted to talk about. About guns, is there any way to still get guns without registering them?
Yes. In most states, you can still buy them from a private seller. You know, the ads in the newspaper, I got a Winchester shotgun I want to sell, $200. You go over to Billy Bob's house and buy it.
Okay.
But they're trying to pass laws, and the newspapers, carte blanche, even Belo, that owns the Dallas Morning News, won't take gun ads now.
Huh. Yeah, I think the Denver Post tried that here for a while, too. But the subject I did want to talk about most was on marijuana. I've got this theory that the reason it's illegal in this country is because it was such an important industry. And
well, that's not a theory. We have industry documents where DuPont and others didn't want it, and George Washington grew it. And look, I don't smoke marijuana. I don't like marijuana. I don't like anything that dumbs me down. But at the same time, marijuana is 100 times better than Prozac and Ritalin that they're shoving on our kids. And I'm for decriminalization. The bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we got. Stay there. I'll get back to you later. We got Larry Pratt coming up. Just stay there, Ray.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available in